interesting survey here that deals with the levels of public trust among many different professions, and you will not be surprised to find out which, you know, where the politicians fall on this list. This survey was released in conjunction with the new book from author Scott Weiss. It's titled Dare, Accepting the Challenge of Trusting Leadership, and we are lucky enough to be joined right now by author and CEO Scott Weiss. Scott, you with us?
I am. How are you?
How are you, man? Thanks for joining us.
You bet.
So I'm looking at this survey, and the first thing that comes out to me, the first thing that's revealed, is that the more leaders communicate with us, it says, the less people seem to trust them. Why is that?
Well, I think there's a crisis of trust in America, and essentially over the last couple of decades, there's been a downward spiral in the way that people look at leaders and the way that they communicate and respond to various situations that they're involved in. And the default position is, we don't trust you and we don't believe you before they even open up their mouths.
And now is there something specific that you think has brought us more to that, or is it a series of things, or is it just the society we now live in?
I think it's a series of things that has created the society that we now live in, but the laundry list is long and deep, and it crosses all forms of leadership, from business to politics to even coaches on football fields.
I'm looking at some of these numbers in the survey, and doctors and teachers are widely cited as the most honest and trustworthy groups, which makes sense because you have a personal relationship with them. But it says half of America does not believe business leaders to be honest and trustworthy. Now, how much of that is related, do you think, to people assuming business leaders' top priority is money, and doctors and teachers may have a different motivation outside of maybe Atlanta?
Yeah, I think that's true. The business situation, the corporate America situation, I think has been a perpetual decline in trust as a result of some of the iconic CEOs that have essentially been caught lying in some of the situations or consequences that they've been involved in have been pretty severe, and I think that in general it has created a default position which most Americans don't trust corporate leaders as a result.
So how do people generally get over that? I mean, in theory, if you have a leader that you feel is acting the right way, that's great, but do they not just get lumped in with the already assumed priorities or behavior of other business leaders?
Well, that's precisely what the book Dare is about. It's a call to action for corporate executives to step out and do the right thing and to start behaving with honesty and transparency and authenticity. And we've got a couple of examples that recently have demonstrated that there are positive business results that come from that kind of behavior. For example, Tim Cook, CEO of Apple, who publicly apologized for his shortcomings with Apple Maps and even went so far as to suggest alternatives from his competition. And the public response to that was extremely favorable, including Wall Street. David Needleman, the chairman of JetBlue, who issued a letter of apology to those adversely affected from a winter storm and accepted responsibility and acknowledged mistakes, also very favorably, response was very favorable from the public. So, I mean, there's a number of executives who have demonstrated that you can actually do the right thing, and it's good for business. Now we just have to dare or persuade or influence other executives to do the same.
So those two examples that you gave us, those are both literally, you have very powerful people accepting responsibility, whether it was technically their fault or not, accepting responsibility, which you say seems to go a long way.
Absolutely.
Mr. Weiss, can I ask you a question? You know, we live in a very forgiving culture, and I said that for years I said that if Bill Clinton would have just, during the Monica Lewinsky scandal, would have just said, I did it, yes, I did it, and I'm sorry, we would have let it go. But instead, it was all his lying that got him into trouble. I mean, with those two examples you gave of the corporate executives, would you say the same thing would hold true for the political leaders as well?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, eventually everybody gets caught because the access to information is so pervasive right now, particularly among the millennials. And, you know, if you think you can pull the wool over the public's eye, you're a fool. And eventually the truth will come out. no matter where you, you know, what position of leadership you hold. And when the truth does come out, the mop-up is far greater detrimental to your business than if you had just taken the high road to begin with.
Interesting.
And that's exactly what the book is about. It's a dare to corporate America, to leadership, to just do the right thing from the get-go.
Well, I mean, that, you know, one last question, but I mean, that's really interesting. It's just a question of whether or not you can convince enough people with this power to do the right thing. Because, I mean, really quite often, and this is, I think, where the problem comes, and this is similar when I deal with my HMO. I loved my doctor when I was younger. I trusted him because I had a personal relationship with him. Now that I'm older and I deal with an HMO, I don't trust anybody over there. Because you don't have that relationship with one specific person. Now, that guy may have a relationship with 10,000 other people, but as long as he's sitting in a room talking with me over a certain amount of years, multiple times, I feel like he cares, whether he does or does not.
Yep. Well, you know, in my vocation as president and CEO of Speakeasy, we work with thousands of executives every year from all over the world, and we are seeing firsthand that executives who understand that they have other options and other choices, who are willing to have the courage to choose those other options, are seeing remarkable results. And I do believe that if we can raise the awareness publicly and we start integrating this very conversation in our dialogue about why transparency and trust and authenticity matters, more executives and leaders will step out and take the risk and see the miraculous results that occur. One of my great heroes of corporate America right now is Tony Hsieh, the CEO of Zappos, and I think he's demonstrated on every possible business metric you can imagine that being transparent and authentic works.
You know,
so other executives should follow.
One corporate president who I really enjoy is Dana White, UFC president. No other company president talks like this guy. He seems so real. He seems so transparent, and that's what I love about him.
Yeah, and the other result of that kind of behavior is that you create an internal culture, a corporate culture, where your employees adore you and employees thrive and just great business things happen. I mean, it's a win-win for everybody. It's a win for the employees. It's a win for the customers. It's a win for the corporation. It just demonstrates the power of honesty in business.
You know, Mr. Weiss, it's hard to argue with anything you're saying. My only skepticism is that I hope you can convince enough people with power to believe you.
Yeah, well, join my crusade, because that's what it is.
I will do. Thank you very much. Scott Weiss, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. The book is Dare, Accepting the Challenge of Trusting Leadership. It's available everywhere. You should all go get it. Trust me. Scott, thank you very much again. All right, I get the feeling. Oh, by the way, let me remind you, you are listening to the weekly wrap-up with Ken August on Extreme XM 165.